Hello, this is Tracy, and it's another episode of Spiritual Not Religious. I want to first address, I feel like, a loose end I left in the last episode, which is going into a little bit more depth on the differences between detachment and disassociation, so, and how that relates to compassion. I think I did talk a little bit about the difference between detachment and disassociation, but there's another level that I want to get to. So the reason why it's relevant to differentiate between detachment and disassociation, and as review, disassociation is checking out away, emotionally getting out of an emotionally fraught experience, something that feels too uncomfortable in one way or another. And so shutting down emotionally and not being a participant anymore. It's what happens when people start to feel like their life is just, they're watching a movie or nothing seems particularly real. That's the downside of that kind of a defense mechanism. It's defending against the belief that feelings will be too painful and destructive and overwhelm and leave you in a big puddle. And, you know, for some people, that's a realistic concern. So that's why getting good trauma-related therapy is really important so that you can work through the issues that make emotional states so scary. Detachment, on the other hand, or non-attachment, as opposed to disassociation. Non-attachment is when you don't take any of the emotional content personally. It's when you don't feel like other people's feelings and experiences and attitudes, or even your own experiences, feelings, or attitudes are something that you have to grab hold of. So the two main reasons that we tend to grab onto feelings is that we either want to justify them or judge them. So judging a feeling is saying, this is a stupid feeling. I shouldn't be feeling this. Why am I feeling this? It's totally stupid. And ironically, when you do that, you grab onto it because you're not honoring it. You're not saying, oh, yeah, you're an actual experience and you are relevant. So that causes that feeling to, in a sense, get very sticky and it sticks to you. It stays until you acknowledge it. On the other hand, there's justifying. And justifying is saying there's not any other way I could possibly ever feel. I have to feel this way. And that also causes us to get stuck, or for that experience to get sticky and stick to us. So the trick then, and this is a mindfulness concept as well, is that you neither judge nor justify. You just say, oh, it's an experience, and it is, I can get the information from it as it passes by. And the key point in the difference between disassociation and detachment is that disassociation makes you completely not present, whereas non-attachment or detachment makes you completely present. Because when you're not judging or justifying an experience, you aren't filtering it through your own preconceived ideas. You're not filtering it through what you believe about the experience in terms of either its dangerousness or, you know, the need to understand it in order to let it go. You just are having it as, in a sense, as we discussed in the previous episode, you're experiencing it as sensory information. And you can completely experience it as it is. And so then that leads into the concept of compassion, which is an extension past empathy. Empathy is feeling another person's feelings. Very often, even very somatically, feeling it in your body, even. Feeling another person's feelings in your own body. which I'm arguing is just a natural, broader spectrum of the sense of touch, really. So you're feeling empathy, if not detached, or if it has attachment with it, if it has judgment or justification in it, is very, very sticky. And it also has the other aspect of being, if we think that it is our job to take on another person's problems and fix them for that person, that is a judgment and justification both. It is saying, this feeling is so awful that you, other person, can't handle it. And justification, because I feel it and I'm so sensitive, that means it's my job to fix it for you. Well, one of the things I like to say is, if that worked, I would do it all day and charge extra. But it doesn't work. Because you can get it stuck to you in a sense by judging and justifying it, but the core issue that is causing the other person to be in that emotional state hasn't actually been resolved. So they will just make more. And it is true that a skilled person with healing gifts can sometimes temporarily relieve the discomfort of another person, but it isn't permanent. And then what you've really set yourself up to do is make that other person essentially addicted to you, because they will then, you think that you're doing it for them and they think that you're doing it for them. And then it becomes a codependency. And because you're not really resolving the issue, then eventually you've got it stuck to you and they make more and they get it stuck to them. And it's just an endless cycle. So non-attachment, on the other hand, allows you to gain the information from another person's feelings and thoughts and so forth, which can help you to understand them, can help you to create a space that's helpful to them, but it isn't filtered through your own assumptions. It's exactly as it is. So the more detached you are, non-attached to your own sensations and experiences, as well as other people's sensations and experiences, the more you can actually be really present with them. So that's the big, big difference between non-attachment and detachment. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have this be kind of a standalone. I'm going to go ahead and make this particular episode a standalone sort of, quote, bonus episode, as they call them. And then I will move on to the other expanded sensory perceptions in another episode later this weekend. So cool. Thanks so much for listening. And I hope that clarified a scotch. And if you have any questions about how to apply these ideas, leave me a message. That would be so cool. And take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.